Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. 46 days to Election Day to determine the 47th president, and early voting begins today in Minnesota, Virginia, and South Dakota. ABC's Mary Bruce has more on what the candidates are doing. Vice President Kamala Harris travels to Georgia to discuss abortion.
And the very real consequences of what she calls Trump's abortion bans. She then finishes the day in battleground Wisconsin. Trump is off the trail today, but back out in North Carolina tomorrow.
And the playing field in North Carolina thrown into turmoil by a CNN report that Republican candidate for Governor Mark Robinson, under a username he frequently used online, made several inflammatory comments on a message board of a pornography website over a decade ago. ABC's not been able to verify the reporting. Robinson said he won't be forced out of the race by salacious tabloid lies. A judge in rural Letcher County, Kentucky, shot and killed in his chambers. Authorities have charged the local sheriff with first-degree murder. This is ABC News. Venezuela's president rejecting Europe's vote that said the country's opposition leader actually won the national election this summer.
President Maduro mocking the non-binding European vote is akin to their backing a few years ago of the failed Western hopeful Juan Guaido. The vote in the European Parliament, 309 votes in favor of recognizing Edmundo González as the Venezuelan president, against 201 opposed. Maduro characterized the EU vote as a clumsy, cowardly move made by individuals bereft of morals. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
The U.S. also recognizing Maduro's opponent as the winner. Nearly 138,000 platform beds are under recall across the U.S. and Canada. Regulators say Lucid beds can sag, break, or collapse during use. It's happened 245 times in the U.S. so far. They're sold at Amazon and Walmart. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Get your tickets today for Blues, Brews, and Barbecues on November 2nd at the Community Rec Center in Marinette, Wisconsin. Six award-winning barbecue pitmasters go head-to-head while your taste buds get punched in the mouth with lip-smacking barbecue. You'll listen to Blues Hall of Fame legend Joe Moss. Following Joe, Blues icon Taranzo Cannon hits the stage playing tunes from his number one album, Shut Up and Play. VIP tickets are only $27.50 and include barbecue samples from all six competitors, a full beverage of your choice, VIP pit passport, and both concerts. General admission tickets are just $17.50. Learn more at fishonmarinette.com and click on the pig. That's fishonmarinette.com. Sponsored by Fincantieri Marinette Marine, The Motor Company, Farmers Merchants Bank and Trust, Anderson's Culligan, and Travel Wisconsin. Blues, Brews, Barbecues, come get some.
Supported by Travel Wisconsin.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WGBW.fm.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Friday is an important day in court for Robert F. Kennedy. He's trying to get off the Wisconsin ballot. The Elections Commission and previous courts have ruled that under state law, the only way for non-party candidates to be removed is to die. Friday, Kennedy's team and the Wisconsin Elections Commission will file briefs with their arguments in the 2nd District Court of Appeals. Kennedy is trying to get his name off the ballot, so his supporters are more likely to vote for former President Donald Trump. In an act of bravery, a 12-year-old boy saved his dad from a bear attack here in Wisconsin. Ryan Bierman and his son Owen were up near Siren, a village in Burnett County. They were hunting and had shot the bear from a tree stand. When they went down to track it, the bear spotted Ryan and charged him. Thinking quickly, 12-year-old Owen grabbed his gun and shot the bear, killing it and saving his dad's life. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
Jordan Love might be ready to play this week. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. It seems all anyone can focus on is the quarterback situation in Green Bay. Jordan Love was hurt in the season opener, but he might be available to play this Sunday. Love said he had a lot of thoughts when the injury happened.
You know, when it happened, it was very painful. I was telling people it was the most pain I've been in on the field. So, you know, just a lot of emotions, but definitely very painful and, you know, didn't know in the moment what might have happened, you know, what the injury actually was, how long I might be out. So it was definitely a scary moment.
If Love can't go, Malik Willis will get his second start. His former team, the Tennessee Titans, hosts the Packers Sunday at noon. The NL Central champion Milwaukee Brewers lost Thursday 5-1 to the Arizona Diamondbacks. The loss puts the Brewers 3 games back of the National League's best record. Same two teams tonight in Milwaukee. Wisconsin basketball, both men's and women's, announced their conference schedules on Thursday. You can see them at uwbadgers.com. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny, highs near 82. For tonight, mostly clear, a low around 58. Sunny and mid-80s on Saturday. 62 with a chance of showers and storms Saturday night. For Sunday, showers and a high of 71. 69 on Monday.
It's 64 at our studios.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We are live on location from Cheese Days in Monroe once again, also covering Vice President Harris's visit to Wisconsin. Be here.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino the Mayor here on a beautiful Friday morning in Titletown. Special thanks to Naomi Mose, who's putting on a great event in Door County just south of Egg Harbor this weekend.
Right past Carlsville, right? 2.5 miles south of Egg Harbor. And it's a barn. It's a
granary.
Granary, and there's antiques. But there's this unbelievable art show they're putting on with different artists that have everything from sculptures to the painting to... that's going to be fun, and it's all for sale, and there's food trucks, and so get up there. I mean, it's an hour and, what, 6 minutes
away? 5 minutes, she said, yeah. Right. Fantastic. She's awesome. Right now, we're going to talk a little sports medicine, and you didn't have to embarrass me at the start, Jim.
Yeah.
So I'll let you take it from here, and it's just, all I was doing was seeing if they...
Right. So we have these guests, you know, that are just
right.
Young...
Go ahead.
Young college kids that want to do good for people, and they're in an industry that is growing, and of course, healthcare. And I just want to, before I introduce our guests, Greater Green Bay was named one of the best cities to live in the United States. And think about that when you look at all the cities in the United States. Why Green Bay? And there's a lot of things. Cost of living here isn't all that expensive, but they really talk about the support there is. There's support in healthcare. There's support in education. And you guys deliver that with Bellin College of Nursing, which is great. So you are studying physical therapy. Is that the?
Yeah.
Go ahead. Well, introduce yourself and
take it away, Kim.
You want to take it, Kim?
Introduce yourself,
go ahead.
Kim, because
well,
it'll take him an
Kim's
hour
like the boss.
Just to get to that. So go ahead.
Kim, you run the new community. Clinic, which is right next to, you've been on our show before with your truck that you take around to help the disadvantaged.
Right. Yeah, so at NEW Community.
Introduce yourself, Kim, please, and introduce your students, please.
Yeah, Kim Franson.
He'll never get around to it. Be at the end of Todd will be like wrapping us up.
Let's
and
get
he'll
going
be like,
here, right?
Okay, your names were, so go ahead.
Yeah, so I'm Kim Franson with NEW Community Clinic, and we're very fortunate to partner with Bellin College of Nursing, where I have Bailey and Kasaya here, who are physical therapy students with Bellin College of Nursing, and they come right into our clinic, and they provide a service to our patients.
Tell everybody about what you do for people. And the thing with Jim embarrassment, because I always doing. I didn't mean to like put you on the spot, but I was just, I told you I got a pulled quad. And I was just asking what kind of physical therapy maybe you could do for a pulled quad. So I was just, I was making sure she knew, she'd been following her studies, Jim.
Right. You're
and
gonna
she
be
was a- right. I was testing her, and she was correct with what she said.
She's going to take you back as a case study later today. But I'm going to let Bailey talk about the PT clinic that they have right inside NEW Community Clinic.
Outstanding. Hi, Bailey.
Yes. Hello. Yeah. So we're Bellin College students, and you know, a year or so ago, we started working with the NEW Community Clinic, and twice a week on Tuesdays and Thursdays, we have PTs from Bellin come in, and they kind of provide, you know, really needed service in the community. And our students, you know, we have a actual board that actually helps run the clinic, and we all get to go in and kind of work and help the PTs there as
like,
well.
Like, no pun intended, but hands-on.
Yes. Oh, for sure.
Do your people go there?
From New Community Shelter, they actually walk right across the parking lot. They come in, they get assessed for their health and wellness. And then if they have any aches and pains, our providers at NEW Community Clinic will do a referral to PT. And then this team here will pick up from there.
And they do. And I think sometimes we just look at blood pressure and some things, whereas the whole your physical therapy is very, very important to, you know, living a good life and feeling good about it. What made you, and Cassie, I want to hear from you too, decide to go into this field?
Yeah, I mean, and I think that's the whole message that we're trying to do with being paired with the NEW is we really just want to provide a service to this community and really just help people. And I think everybody, like we were talking about earlier before the show started, that people don't really understand what PT can do for you. You know, they think you have to have this dramatic traumatic injury or surgery, but there's so much more than just that injury. We really like to take the whole person into account and really provide a service, you know, treating them based on any of their needs and trying to address that.
I would think she's an A student.
Well, that's the Kingsford education, right?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Cassie, tell me about why you chose this field and what do
you
like.
No, you got to talk. You got to talk. What do people call you?
Cassiah.
They called you Cassie or Cass. Cassiah, okay.
Cassiah.
Sorry about that.
Yeah.
All right. So Cassie, tell us what you do. See, I just gave you your nickname now. Okay.
So similar to what Bailey said, just going out there and helping people, I think physical therapy is a very exciting career because you do more than just take blood pressure. You can do preventative work and you can help them with their sleep and their diet. And there's just so much more.
And there will always, it's almost like being a mechanic. You will never run out of customers.
Exactly. Oh, wow. Yeah. There will always be a need for a physical
Who does
therapist.
Your hair? You have phenomenal hair. I'm serious. You. Who does that? That's
and I'm the guy that's
oh
off track.
So someone in Appleton, her name is Takeda.
Wow.
So she does my hair. Yeah.
That's cool. How long does that take?
7 hours.
7 hours?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Okay, I get scolded because I had to get a long intro playing you. Who does your hair? How long?
I'm just 7 hours. That's incredible. That's
see,
cool.
What I think is great about your field is that you can teach kind of teach the teacher. You can teach people how to do things
to help
instead
themselves,
of always coming back to see you every week.
Yes, and that's the big thing. And I every healthcare provider is, you know, trying to do their part. But the big thing with PT is exactly that. Like, we want you to come in, obviously, when you need help, but we want you to be able to help yourself.
Right.
You know, we don't want you to have to come back to us. If you do, that's great. We'll provide that care when you need it. But yeah, we really want to set people up so they have the tools they need for lifelong health.
Do you do like testing sort of with people to understand where they're at physically sometimes?
Yes, absolutely. That's a big part of PT. We really do a lot of outcome measures, you know, qualitatively and quantitatively to really get a great understanding of where people are.
Okay, break it down to a more, you know, level.
We have to do sit-ups.
If you have somebody and you say, I want you to do a lunge and they fall over doing a lunge, what would that say about a person?
I mean, there's a lot of different things I could say about a person. I mean, maybe they need some work on their balance, some work on their strength, you know, maybe the range of motion, and we will do a lot of
probably
different
diet.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, like everything goes into it, you know.
Okay, I fell over one time doing a lunge. She's picking on me.
Oh, you guys, I see how it is.
It is. It's like that all the time. But I'm not looking for free advice.
I'll pay. Yeah, we'll get it for free.
Tell me about the program that you're in. What's the name of the program? How did you get into it? What classes did you take to get in? And did you test in? How does that all work?
Yeah, so we're technically in a Doctor of Physical Therapy program at Belen College. We're actually both in their second cohort, so their second group of students coming in. And so it is a graduate program, so we do an undergrad first.
You know, I talk with a lot of them at our high school football games. We'll have them tonight. You guys obviously do a phenomenal job coming to the games and helping out. But so many of the people I talked to had been athletes in high school, had gotten hurt, and then because of the great experience they had with physical therapy and PT and things like that, they thought, hey, I want to go into this field. Were you guys like that at all?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I think for the most part, most people are. You know, that really kind of kickstarts you, you know, with the sports, the love for sports, but then you kind of keep going with the people.
So, I mean, you stay in with something you love, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's so cool.
And Kim, how did you get affiliated with these young, energetic students?
Yeah, so we're very fortunate that we've got a great relationship with Belen Health and Belen College of Nursing that was already established. So when I was approached by Belen College to bring a PT program to NEW Community Clinic, and talk about a clinical side and a new partnership for a new service, it was an easy just say yes for us and for the people that we
serve.
Well,
you guys exploded over the last even 5 years, huh?
Well, yeah, I've been there for 4 years. So it's it's been, I would say, the hardest job I've had, the most stressful, but the most rewarding, because this community deserves these services. And we're rooted here to continue to serve.
That's so cool.
And I want to just pick up on, sometimes I think the industry is looked at as after an injury, but you're talking about the preventive side. Talk a little bit more about that.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the assessment as well.
Yeah, and so what I really want to make sure people know, and especially, you know, the underserved in our community, have to understand they don't have to wait until something gets extremely bad to come see us. You know, we want to see you. You know, maybe you've had some back pain, you know, kind of just nagging at you for a couple weeks, and you want to come in, and, you know, we can provide that care for you to make sure it doesn't get to the point of disabling pain.
Now, Cassia, do you work in tandem? Do you work in pairs, or are you on your own, or is it the class that goes? Tell me about you getting out into the field. I mean, the academic side, we understand, but...
Mm-hmm. Like you're asking, getting out into the clinic.
Yeah, how does that...
So it kind of works with certain classes. It's built in where we have a day where your group goes out to the clinic.
Nice.
And you help out. It's kind of like our ICE experience. So it's like you get to apply the classroom knowledge to the clinic, which is where I thrive.
Were you an athlete?
I was an athlete.
What'd you play?
Everything. I did boxing, swimming.
That's awesome.
I did soccer, basketball, volleyball.
I wasn't expecting
boxing. No, either.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good for you.
But yeah, getting out to the clinic, it's sometimes with the classes, or you can volunteer, and, you know, if you want to get
more experience. Well, the cool thing is, too, when you have young athletes, I mean, you are not far removed from being on that field or in the ring or whatever. You know what I mean? Versus,
yeah.
You know, you go to your 62-year-old doctor who's, you know, and say, I think I pulled a quad, you know, doing whatever. And he's like,
we all do.
Ice it. Yeah. Take some aspirin. But you guys are right there.
Yes, absolutely.
Tell me about your experience with working with the underprivileged, because I think some people think that's a different group, and it's not.
No.
Right, we're all...
Yes, absolutely. We're all the same. And I think a big thing about, you know, pairing with the NEW Community Clinic is, you know, we're able to have, you know, online interpreters. You know, if we have our, you know, Spanish-speaking population, right. You know, they're able to, you know, we're more than happy to treat everybody and anyone in this community. And it's really, targeting those underserved who really feel like they're not getting that somewhere else, that we can provide it to them at a cost that they can afford.
Talk about that. Last time you were on, we talked about the bus. Basically, right? That you guys stick around? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Not a bus. What would you call it?
Yeah, so it's
the
our
van or something.
It's our mobile unit. Called Mobi. Yeah,
okay.
Mobile outreach brought to you. We're doing all kinds of good stuff with Mobi. We're doing urgent street care, actually, parking outside of homeless shelters and underserved areas, low-income housing, and bringing medical, dental services.
That's
right out
phenomenal.
To people.
I'll talk to the students. What about the follow-up? Because I think sometimes, you know, we see someone, we talk to them, and then they go back to where they were. And tell me about the follow-up, or how you can be assured that they are doing what you suggest.
Yeah, and that's a really big thing with PT. It's not like it's your one and done, like your doctor, you know.
Totally.
Absolutely, yeah. So you come in for that initial eval, which is usually, you know, a little bit longer. And then we try to schedule follow-ups at least in the next few weeks so they can get in and we can make sure we can see where they're at and how they're progressing.
What sports did you play?
Oh, gosh. Soccer, tennis, little basketball, karate. Yep.
Just so you guys know, they're going to kick your butt.
Oh, my God. This is crazy.
I'm not getting into boxing and karate.
Yeah.
So
oh, my God.
That's how they get the patients to listen.
Yep, absolutely.
That's so cool. You know what? There's such a... If people want to know about our youth, you know what I mean? Meet people like this. I mean, talk about our future being in great hands. It's
got
to be fun going to work, Wendy.
It is. I love it.
We're going to...
Mark tried showing me some stretching things for my quad. They didn't work. Try to get me something new, okay?
Yeah,
thank
absolutely.
You. All right.
I want you to give us some advice, even if we're not coming to see you. What we should be doing, especially people like...
Yeah, what can people do to keep from having to see you?
I think you just got to take control of your own health and recognize things are.
May I hear that? Put that in writing.
Find us something easier.
Send them an email.
All right. Thank you guys for being here. You were phenomenal.
Yeah, thank you for coming.
Let's set a break. Back at
this. This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Work, the kids' practices, household errands, seems like every hour's rush hour at our house. But no matter how busy things get, we still make balanced nutrition a priority with help from Country Hearth Natural Breads. Whole grains and other natural ingredients are carefully blended and baked into delicious, nutritious breads, like Dakota-style 12-grain, multigrain, and 100% whole wheat. There's a Country Hearth favorite for everyone in the family. Country Hearth Breads, baking our best for you.
From the lakeshore to Lake Winnebago.
Door to Fond du Lac counties.
Northeast Wisconsin is special for many different reasons. I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Terry Barr. Family and fun.
Safe communities and friends. We're featuring all of it as part of New Wisco Weekend, a news magazine show just for you, and highlighting what makes the Fox Valley and Green Bay area a great place to live. Join us.
New Wisco Weekend, Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 11 on WGBW and WISS and the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Kamala Harris was so classy. What did you think of the debate? My friend and Milwaukee County Board Chairwoman Marcelia Nicholson.
As a woman of color, she ran a clinic on how to school a mediocre white man. And on the other end, you have Trump, who was angry and rattled and showed why he was unfit to be president.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious? 1 in 10 kids vape serious? Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure like yourself. Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad or the seriously smart podcaster. It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously, the best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor. Wow, those are some great young professionals.
Yes.
Kasiah, Bailey, and Kim.
A great future.
And they what do. They're doing for the community, going to homeless shelters and parking outside and taking care of people. Right. And that's, you couldn't ask for. You know, I will say this. When you talk about Green Bay being, you know, considered one of the best places, those are the things that are a little bit under the radar.
I think so.
That makes us cool.
Yep.
Wouldn't you agree, Todd?
Yep.
Yep.
I don't know that they were under the radar in the survey, though. I think they're the radar publicly. I think you're exactly right. But I think people, the reason you're a good community is because you address things that are maybe under the radar. And what they do with the mobile unit is very cool. But those students, I mean, all those kids,
oh my 21, gosh. 22,
and the energy they have and the care that they have and teaching people how to be. Because if you, who wants to live with an ailment, right? I mean, if they can teach you that, get fixed. And say,
again,
look, do
the
this.
Cool part is it's not some 62-year-old
right.
guy who.
Take two aspirin.
Exactly. And yeah. put some ice packs on it.
Right.
I mean, I just think it's funny. Did you guys play sports? Yeah, boxing, karate, swimming. Oh, man.
And Jim, your soccer, point, basketball, your point blah, blah, too, blah, blah, like, blah. What's it like working with these folks, right? Yeah. At the community clinic.
It'll keep you young.
Realizing they're no different than anybody else.
That's
right?
the point I was trying to make. They really aren't. I mean, these are, you know. I mean, people say what you want, all God's people, whatever, we're all the same. But, I mean, they have tooth problems. You know, everybody does. And yet, and they want to live a healthy. Oh. Well, John has just got, you know, that.
Don't even get me started on the lack of a Medicare, Medicaid, whatever it's called, when it comes to dental work. I got to tell you, people, I'm never going to get started in this. But if you're going to go on Medicare, you better have your own dental, or else you're going to be shelling out like thousands of dollars out of your pocket. It's unbelievable.
Feel the burn.
I might run for office just on that.
There's somebody running for office in Vermont that's doing that
is
for
there?
You.
I will back that. I want that, man. Okay. Got to take care of our
that
teeth.
Is, yes. And as you get people like you and some of you guys, you know, you.
I can't eat cream of herring for the rest of my life.
Well,
maybe it's worth it.
But yes, as you get older, teeth, vision, and those aren't as well addressed in Medicare as they should be.
So we got to do a pick'em for this week. Todd will come for the Packer game.
Oh, for the yards thing?
But we can't do it. Well, we don't know if Jordan Love's going to play or not. So that's why I've been holding off for a minute.
Well, do something. Just do total yards by quarterback. Add them together.
Well, but that it's hard for people to figure out who's. No, we're going to do something. We're going to go. Here's what we're going to go with. Okay? Today we're going to go. This is one we've never done before. Just total Packer rushing yards. Because I like that Jacobs, man. I'll tell you what. I hated the fact of Jones leaving, but this guy might be really good. Packer rushing yards. And you can go over
Right.
Because you decided that.
Right. Okay. Right. That's a good rule.
So Packer rushing yards. Total. Todd will come up with a prize. You got to text it to us here during the course of the show. We got Ted Stefaniak coming up in just a few minutes. We're talking high school football. We've got a big game we're doing tonight. So we got high school football tonight. Teddy's going to talk about what's going on in high school football. Former Packer defensive tackle Matt Brock will be joining us. Matt was a great guy. I don't know if we have an extra line. Get Murphy on. He and Murphy, I think, started Breakfast with the Boys.
No.
If I'm not mistaken. Cool. Which became legendary. So he's going to be coming on. Then we've got, of course, Dennis from the Glam Band coming down for the Heights Pub and Parlor segment with live musicians. Mm-hmm. And so, Todd, we got a lot of bleep going on over the next hour.
We do. And I just wanted to say Kim had to stop back because she left her glasses. And I said, it's a good thing you came back for them because John would have thought they were his and he'd be wearing more female glasses again.
I actually started complaining about that as soon as I walked in. I thought somebody stole my glasses.
Not only do you wear women's glasses, but then you wear like you get the fake whatever diamonds they're supposed to be, the $2 glasses with like, oh boy, those are real diamonds. Yeah, I just can't. Well, whatever. You can buy whatever you want.
Bling is bling.
True that. That is true. Yeah. Look at that. What is a good guess, like rushing yards?
Yeah. So, Todd, what do we got for a prize pack? It's got to be a texter contest.
Okay.
So, did you hear total rushing yards for the Green Bay Packers against the Titans? You can go over who's ever closest to the total rushing yards. It can be 3, 4, 5 different people, but we're going to accumulate that into rushing yards.
Yeah, exactly. Total rushing yards for the Packers.
We're not picking one person.
But what are we
this
doing
time
for a prize package?
I'll have to look and see what I've got.
Do you have any Frank?
We do.
I wanted to say dinner theater. Frank Productions?
Yes, I've got that. No, a couple of tickets Productions for their the
Abrams family.
Yeah,
that'd be awesome.
That. And maybe a t-shirt.
Okay. Oh, that's going to be fun.
Very nice. Yeah. But you got to text it in by the end of the show. Total rushing yards for the Packers. Very cool. All right. And then when Dennis comes in, I'll tell him how I love that stuff he gave me. Kachava.
Yeah.
I was going to bring in a bag and keep it here. Because I got another one in the mail.
Oh, no kidding.
Yep.
Oh, you're ordering it now?
Yeah, I've been on it for a couple weeks.
Oh, my gosh.
Really?
You know, I want to order that the same thing you do for DC Farm for Veterans.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
Where you pick it up the farmers. I want
to
do that.
No, I'm not exactly with. I have to look at that a little bit more, but I have that thing that gets delivered every Wednesday.
Yeah.
A box. And I put the box out. So in the box this week, because you never know, eggs. But there were raspberries in there, and I'm with you on raspberries.
But they go bad so quick.
I took
a raspberry. I bought $7 for a little thing of raspberries at a store.
Right.
Brought them up to my camp, our deer hunting camp.
You thought it was
didn't eat
frosting
them that day. The next day, I look, and I didn't put them in the fridge. I don't know. Maybe I should have put them. And they were mold already.
Yeah.
Didn't eat a single one. In like 36 hours, they went from beautiful to dead.
Yeah. Nope.
But they are the greatest tasting thing in the world. Anyway. And you can't grow them, right?
What do you mean you can't?
I don't think you can grow raspberries.
You can.
Of course you can.
You can.
There's raspberry bushes all over.
They're not easy.
No. That's not what I mean. You can't plant. You need a bush. You need to get one already
and
transplant it or whatever.
Right.
You can't put some seeds and grow raspberries.
And people will be happy to give you some raspberry bushes because they get very thick and they want to thin them out.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So if you know somebody who's got like a hedge of raspberries or a raspberry garden, they'll be very generous.
I would take that.
And that's a good thing to do. Now you got to pick them and you got to kind of watch it.
But to have fresh strawberries, raspberries right off the vine.
Anyway, so that was in there.
And they're great for you.
And I was getting a lot of squash, which I got to read up on that a little bit.
You know what I want? Okay. Here's what I want to make. So I bought that little jar of, I can't pronounce it. It's an Italian word. Gianella, yada, yada, yada. But it's basically vegetables in some kind of an oil, and it's like pickled. And I had a jar of those the other day. They're phenomenal. I want to make my own. It's just cauliflower, it's carrots, it's pickled onions, it's celery.
Is it just like a vinegar, like a pickled juice?
Yeah.
Or is it, but it's not oil?
Whatever. I don't know.
Well, there's
juice and oil are the same, aren't they? No.
Okay. Anyway, so you're going to make that. You're not going to eat that next week. That's something you got to. Like that's like canning.
You can't just put them in and soak them and eat them. You can't.
I suppose you can. I think if you're going to do it right, I think that has to sit for some time. I think that's more of a canning operation you're talking about.
Five seconds, guys.
Okay, I'll look into that.
Back after that.
Okay. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Well, it appears that the tight milk supply situation in the United States catching the attention of some cooperatives. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a finally Friday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. Mike North, commodity specialist with EverAg out of Platteville, says there's discussion going on in many cooperatives to reverse their previous verdict on quotas.
In some co-ops, they're actually voting to remove the quota altogether, just to eliminate that language from the playbook. Because at this stage in the game, I think everybody realizes that tool was good for the moment, but nobody wants to talk about it again. Because it did hold back several people from taking that next step forward a couple of years ago when they wanted to. Because if we go back a couple of years, remember, $23, $24 milk in 2022 that helped, you know, send the signal. And if we would have already been expanding, we wouldn't be in the place that we're at right now.
Mike North, broker analyst with EverAg out of Platteville, he said it's not only about the tight milk supply situation many regions are facing, it's also about the pending decision from USDA on potential federal milk marketing order changes. We'll get you a recap on the numbers from Thursday's trade. That's up next.
Wisconsin is known for its incredible variety of cheese, and no event showcases that better than Cheese Fair Off the Square. Rachel Kerr, Vice President of Brand Marketing for Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin, highlights the excitement and diversity that makes this event stand out. From discovering new favorites to experiencing the artistry behind cheesemaking, attendees will have the chance to explore the best of Wisconsin's cheesemakers.
It's crazy how much people just want to try everything they possibly can. I mean, last year there were people who spent well over an hour just making their way around all the tents, trying every cheese, trying to figure out which one, you know, was maybe their new favorite. And I think that's what's so unique and so special about Wisconsin is that we have so much variety. We have so many different products by makers that are just doing different things. And this is a chance for us to let people explore that and be excited about what's coming out of the state and explore and taste the innovation and the new products and the different flavors and the artistry that goes into cheese making.
Learn more at wisconsindairy.org.
Corn, beans, and wheat were all lower in trade on Thursday. The dairy complex was a little mixed. Barrel cheese on Thursday dropped a penny and a quarter to $2.61. 40-pound block cheese, that was up three at $2.27.5, while the AA butter finished 3.5 cents lower, down to $2.97 a pound. There's just a quick snapshot on some of the numbers from the marketplace trade on Thursday. Don't forget, I'll be out and about today celebrating another opening of an NFL-themed corn maze. Today in Ripon. Find more at MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm PM Yonke.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny, highs near 82. For tonight, mostly clear, a low around 58. Sunny and mid-80s on Saturday. 62 with a chance of showers and storms Saturday night. For Sunday, showers and a high of 71. 69 on Monday.
It's 64 at our studios.
Wisconsin's volunteers are making a difference in our communities every single day. Find the perfect volunteer opportunities for you at volunteerwisconsin.org. You can filter by location, organization, cause, accessibility, and more, all to help find the best fit for you. Go to volunteerwisconsin.org or get in touch with your local United Way or Volunteer Center today. Volunteerwisconsin.org is hosted by United Way of Wisconsin and Serve Wisconsin. Paid for by United Way of Wisconsin.
Jeff Levering here. How are baseball and Pella windows and doors of Wisconsin alike? Pella manufactures all their own products. Baseball teams develop their own players in the minors. Pella tests every product thousands of times to ensure it stands the test of time. A baseball player's ultimate test is to get called up to the big leagues, hoping to play well enough to stay. Right now, Pella get as low as $18 per window and $81 per patio door per month. Certain restrictions apply. It ends September 30th. Visit PellaWI.com today.
Mino and the Mayor in the morning. And the talk of Green Bay all day long. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
All right, time to do it. Time for another Go for the Green or Gold keyword this morning with Mino and the Mayor.
Downtown thing.
Hey, welcome back! As we're sitting here looking out the window.
Just talking.
We're looking at the new downtown sign. And John said, how long has that been there? And I'm like, well, it hasn't been there that long, a week or
That's
two.
That's a nice looking sign.
It is. So it talks about, we are downtown, just right here on Washington Street, right across from Schreiber World Headquarters. And they just put up a new sign that says downtown. So if you stuck a needle in downtown Green Bay,
that would
us.
Be it right there.
That's
there
you it. Go. All That's right. it. Right here.
Hey, it is time. First of all, it's time for our Go for the Green or Gold text to win contest on WGBW and WISS. It's your chance to win cash or jewelry and to qualify. I always struggle with that word.
Jewelry.
I always want to add an extra thing to it.
Yeah,
jewelry.
Right.
Call it right. like you always do. Bling.
Yes, bling. And to qualify for the grand prize, a pair of indoor club-level tickets to see Green Bay take on New Orleans in Green Bay on December 23rd.
This hour's key word is Bill. B-I-L-L. That's Bill. Download the Civic Media app, find our station, and use the text button at the bottom of your screen to send the keyword for your chance to win in this statewide contest.
Again, the hour's keyword is Bill, B-I-L-L, and your next chance to play will be later on this morning in the 11 o'clock hour with Jane, Matt, and Air and Greg Bach on Matt and Air on Air. Good luck from Mino and the Mayor.
All right. That'll be fun.
You know what I used to like, Todd?
Who?
And I'll turn in my man card. Fifth Dimension. Remember their song?
Of course.
Bill! I hated that.
Don't play that. Please don't. That's going to be like It's a Small World after all. It's going to get my head and I can't get it out of it.
I like that song too.
That's a great song.
Will
you marry me, Bill?
Right.
I got the wind bell blues. Bill.
It's too late now. All right. Play it. I don't care. So that's one of our great contests.
Great contest.
However,
phenomenal.
Now the other one we have going on.
Yes. Total rushing yards for the Green Bay Packers Sunday. You win tickets to Frank's show.
Frank's Dinner Theater.
We're not supposed to say
let
that
Let me be Frank Productions.
Frank's Productions.
Okay, yep. Let me be Frank Productions.
Yep. We always
and
say
it's
Frank's
the Abrams Dinner family.
The Abrams family. Yeah. All right. So that's going to be fun. Right. Now, and it's, again, I just want to make sure, because we've never done this before, that it's total.
Yeah, total yards.
You're not picking it?
No.
Okay, because you like that one guy.
Yeah. I'm going to go 162. And I will take the prize if I win. 162.
No,
Teddy Stefaniak.
We're not eligible
Teddy.
For that stuff.
Yes, sir.
Teddy, you get the
yes,
first.
Sir.
You get the second pick for two tickets to Frank's performance. Total rushing yards for the Packers Sunday.
134.
Okay, lock it in. All right.
134, and then Bill.
Yeah.
Am I qualified?
I don't.
Bill is the answer. The keyword.
Yeah. Thanks for calling, caller. We'll get back.
We'll
to
let you know.
Call when you get
all
closer.
Right. Yeah.
Yes.
Am I caller number five?
Am I caller number five? Yeah. No. Keep trying. Hey, Todd. Can I ask you a radio behind the curtains question?
What's that?
When you'd say like caller 20, would you ever go caller one, come back, and then caller seven, when they really were, you really didn't
time.
Take all the way to caller 20?
All the time.
See, so, Teddy, so you could have won. Teddy Stefaniak joining us. What is going on? We got a big one tonight, brother.
It's a good one. We're heading to the Fox Valley Association on the Sports Showdown presented by Bell and Health. We'll have Fond du Lac visiting Kakana. So that'll start at 7 o'clock over on WACY, TV 32.
Couple of heavyweights there.
Well, you know, Kakana did such a great job last year, won the Fox Valley Association, I think surprised a lot of people. And then remember that senior class last year was outstanding.
Yeah.
They lost so many great players, and everybody was kind of wondering, hey, you know, are they going to be able to match or do anything like what they did last year? And these kids have really stepped up at Kakana. They're 3-1. They're playing really well, and they're getting healthy. So tonight will be a big game for Kakana.
Coming off some big wins, and I'll tell you what, they play tough football there. I mean, just they've got a certain attitude. It's kind of like that town. It's kind of a tougher town, sort of, blue collar, and that's the way they play football.
And you got to give some credit.
Well, yeah, and then, you know, just going back last year and the kids that are there this year, they get a little chip on their shoulder because of people doubting, you know, can you replicate what your seniors did last year?
Yeah. Right. When the community, or not far be it for the media to be critical, to say, look, you know, they had their time. It's kind of over. They're going to be rebuilding. Those juniors, they don't like that.
You're right.
And that's good. I know they don't. So that's what I meant, sophomores and juniors. And that's good coaching, too, to say, look, you guys, it's not over. I mean, we're as good as they were. We can be as good as they were, whatever. But that's going to be a fun game tonight. And I agree with John. You kind of like that Kakana, you know.
That blue-collar attitude.
They're tough.
Yeah. Well, Fond du Lac's not bad in that way,
right,
too.
Right.
Yeah.
Hey, and Fond du Lac has struggled this year. But
yeah, they have.
I think, you know, don't overlook Fond du Lac. They're 0-4 coming into this one. But of their four losses, they've played three top 10 teams in the state.
Yeah.
So they played the best there. And then the other team that wasn't in the top 10 is Appleton North, who, John, you know, is never a bad team.
Never,
so,
never.
Fond du Lac has had a really tough schedule. And just because they're winless coming into tonight, they were the only team. Get this. Here's a fact for it. They were the only team in the regular season to beat Kakana last year.
Yeah.
Well,
they're tough. How cool was it last night? I was watching that Jets game, and a guy that we used to do play-by-play of was playing in the National Football League.
Who is that?
Braylon Allen.
Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, yes.
Stay with me, Teddy.
Teddy's like, what?
Braylon Edwards for the Jets, youngest player in the National Football
League. I was working on the high school football game. I wasn't watching the
I just thought that was pretty cool. I mean, it sure doesn't seem that long ago. He was, you know, we were in Kimberly, and he was, you know, running roughshod or whatever. Now he's in the National Football League. That's cool to see.
Absolutely. I was trying to think, I don't think Aaron Rodgers did a game with us last year.
But we've had a couple. I mean, Tanner was hurt for the Packer game, but Tanner Bordellini, I think that's cool, too. We covered all of his games. I bet we did one of his games every year he was in high school.
Yeah, we were out there quite a bit to see him. And, of course, you love the buffet they put out.
I love the buffet they put out. Although, I was telling Jim, yesterday was like National Cheeseburger Day, and we were talking about our favorites. And I said, you know what? I can't vote against the cheeseburgers from some bowling alley in Luxembourg that they brought us last week. Weren't those delicious?
Those were great. They took care of the whole crew. And
I mean,
we really appreciate them bringing a little food out for us in Luxembourg last week.
That was phenomenal.
So tonight, this game, where's it at? Is this one of those fancy stadiums that you guys talk about?
Kakana.
Is that?
Well, Kakana built a whole new facility a few years back. I mean, it's incredible, huh, Ted?
Yeah, it's beautiful in the press box. They've got suites in their press box. So I'm not sure where they're going to put us, but in the past, we've been in one of their suites.
Yeah, wow. I mean, it's really something. These high schools have upgraded like you can't believe. Yeah. And it's funny because when I lived in Kakana, I actually used to go, I lived right by the old football stadium, and I would walk there. And I'd go there to walk the track. You know what I mean?
Right.
And I remember thinking, this seems so old now. Like when we were doing games there, it seemed great. Seemed like everybody else. But things have changed so much over the last 10 years. It's incredible, isn't it, Ted?
Yeah, the fields are fantastic. And, you know, we'll see another one tonight at Kakana. And, you know, not everyone's got the turf now. You know, like last week we were out in the
natural
Northeast
grass
conference, and you see the natural grass, and that's great too. The way they take care of those fields, but yeah, some of these facilities now are spectacular.
Yeah, really and truly are.
And very inviting for the fans to come out and watch.
No question.
And I know you enjoy people coming to the games and these facilities. We talk about that all the time, and the concessions and how friendly everybody is there. But it is fun to watch on TV, too. You know,
I mean,
and you guys really, I watch that. I always fall asleep, but it's not because of the announcers.
No, okay.
That's like my bedtime.
Okay.
What's going on in there, John?
I don't know, Ted.
Take care of that, John.
You see what I'm working with here?
No, I think it's great that we can just get a pizza
like
and watch
you guys.
It.
I fall asleep, though.
Yeah, I do.
No, not at all. Not the announcers. Not at all.
No. No, it's not the announcers. Okay,
wow.
All right. Hi, guys.
Wow. Okay.
Didn't mean it like that. Came out wrong.
Came out the wrong way.
No, I think a lot of people, you know, because John and I were out at an event, and I can't.
Yeah.
How many people said they really enjoy that?
Yeah, they really do. They come up to me all the time.
You guys do a good job.
So. What do you think of high school football right now, just in the area, Teddy? I mean, we're almost halfway through. It's to say that in September, but I mean, what's the feeling you're getting?
Yeah, I mean, tonight is the halfway point. Week five of the high school football season, and they only play nine regular season weeks. So, I mean, it is, this is the turning point, where teams, you either are or are not in the hunt for a playoff spot. And there are so many different playoff spots. I mean, even a team like Fond du Lac, we talk about being 0-4, five wins gets you into the playoffs pretty much. But you can get in with four wins. You can be 4-5 depending on the tiebreakers. So, this is a big game for Fond du Lac. It's certainly not, it's a must win, but it's not a playoff deciding game as well. But, it's that time of the year where we start focusing in on who are going to be the teams that are in the playoffs and who has a legitimate shot of making a run to Camp Randall this year.
That Fond du Lac, that is a must win. I mean, isn't it? I mean,
pretty much. You're thinking.
I mean,
we're pretty close.
But they could still lose tonight. They could be 0-5 tonight and then win their last four games and be in the mix. We have seen 4-5 teams make it into the playoffs.
Yeah, no question we have. Ted, one of the things with high school football that people talk about, and we have Mark Houston on all the time, we have Bellin, sports medicine at all the games, basically, and all those things. People should, if you go to a game, okay, for one of the games, sit up high in the stands and just watch the sidelines nowadays, how different they are, what these trainers do for the kids as soon as they come off the field at times, and especially with the bigger schools like this, they've got the video boards on the sidelines now, where it always used to be a coach with the little chalkboard.
Right.
They got video boards on the sidelines. Isn't it incredible the technology and how high school football has just become a bigger event, Ted?
Well, they've got cameras up in the sky. I mean, you would always have the game film, but now a lot of times with some of those schools, like you say, that have the technology, they can get that film digital file down to the sideline to share with their players. So the technology is really something else, and quite frankly, an advantage. You see it all the time in the NFL,
right?
When you see the quarterback sitting on the sideline with their tablet, but some of these schools have video monitors on the sideline where they can take a quick look at something.
Is that something?
It's pretty cool how the advancement, we talk about the technology, but we talked with Mark, the healthcare that's there, the training that's gone into this, and then you talk about the facilities and the weight rooms, and I mean, it's big business, not big business. It's just a big thing for the schools.
Well, it's kind of big business though too. I mean,
as long as they can keep track with the academics. I mean, why not?
All these kids are
the school spirit.
They're like these two girls we had here.
How about it?
Oh, my gosh.
We just had
Ted,
two students.
Did you hear those two girls we had on?
I did not.
Okay, they're two students at BCON, the Bellin College of Nursing, and they're studying physical therapy. And they're both from the UP. And just unbelievable students. Very athletic, right? Swimming, boxing, karate, what else? Track.
Soccer, tennis.
And they're just really into this whole physical therapy and and they work with the underprivileged. Plus, they work with all segments of the population, and they are just so into healthy people, and they got great energy. They're smart, and what a future we have! And
exactly,
and thanks to Bellin for that.
But they were young athletes who are going into that sport, so they can relate better than, like I said, some 62-year-old guy that I'd go to, and he'd say, put some ice on and take a couple of aspirin.
Right.
These girls are so into it, so attuned to what you need to do for athletes these days.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, and I live that with my two daughters
who
went
through
injuries and then turn those injuries and adversities into careers now. So, sports, you say it over and over again. I mean, it plays such an important role in terms of time management and responsibility and consequences. So, and giving back. A lot of these programs we talk about are. encouraging, or they have part of their program where they're giving back to the community in some way, in some kind of volunteer hours.
And we have to be very cognizant that how influential they are at a young age.
Absolutely.
Everybody we talk to, it's like, why did you choose that? And they always, there's always a special connection. It's like, well, I had nothing else to do, so I decided to do this. It always goes back to I had
some sport.
This happened, or I had a trainer that helped me out, and I just really wanted to be them again. So that's cool. All right, well, we're looking forward to seeing you tonight. This will be fun.
Always a pleasure, Teddy.
All right, guys.
I'll see you in Kakana tonight, buddy.
You betcha. Final at Kakana, 7 o'clock on WHCY.
We'll be there. Teddy Stefaniak. We'll be back with more. Matt Brock will be joining us in a few minutes. We got Dennis from the glam band in the house. We got live music. Stay with us.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
The green and gold tailgating, the frozen tundra. Lambeau Field has a legacy all its own, including where to build it. Residents on both sides of Green Bay argued for it. Officials wanted property with room for growth. In the end, 50 acres of farmland was purchased, but the address, Ashwaubenon. More bargaining, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Now, do you know the other reason leaders considered this annexation so important? Parking, beer sales, keeping the Packers in Green Bay? The answer coming up. The Green Bay City Stadium project moved quickly from there, and in less than a year, opened with a Packers-Bears game. It became Lambeau Field in 1965, following the death of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau. So did you guess why the land annexation was so important? It's all three, keeping the team in the city, parking, and beer sales. Ashwaubenon was dry at the time. Officials believe Packers fans wanted to be able to buy beer and could in Green Bay. This history makes it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. Talk to someone if you're struggling with mental health. Because most people out here really care. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on Air.
Hey, welcome. You know, I got to be honest with you. This is one of my all-time favorite songs. Everyday People.
Yeah.
One of my all-time favorite songs. This will be a little bit out of your genre, Dennis, but wasn't this great harmony and everything from back in the day?
It's part of the first bunch of songs I remember hearing as a kid.
Absolutely.
Yeah. How could it not lift you up?
Everyday People.
I didn't know what it meant as a kid, but it's groovy, baby. Yeah.
Dennis from the Glam Band in the house. How did things? We got Matt Brock, Green Bay Packer defensive end, coming up. We got music coming up.
I hate this song.
Nice. This is going to be in your head all day.
I know.
I'm just a Bill. Yes, I'm only a Bill.
God, I just... Okay, whatever.
And I'm sitting here on Capitol Hill.
Yeah, there you go.
It's not the same song?
Thank funny. You, Todd.
I was way off.
Yeah, thank you, Todd.
What do you think of Todd's little command post?
Did you see that studio?
Yeah. It's like SpaceX in there now.
It's like Spaceballs. Remember the guy sitting behind all the monitors?
Yeah.
No, he needs just the big helmet. You should get one of those. Hey, Dennis, how was post-game at the Stadium View?
Unbelievable.
I can imagine.
It was really hot, but everybody stayed.
I know.
And
it was really hot that afternoon.
It was in the direct sunlight, too. Yeah. I give everybody credit for staying.
I saw the Magic stayed.
Yeah, he sure did. He stayed in droves.
He stayed till they turned the lights out.
Good for him, you know?
Absolutely.
We weren't expecting him to come up and play, but he felt good.
And what did he sing? Every Rose Has a Thorn?
He did. Okay. He did. And that was just kind of his go-to. And I give the guy credit for trying something else. He was doing Let Her Cry by Hootie and the Blowfish.
Oh!
He came up starting to do that. Get halfway through, like, what? How does this go the rest of the day? I don't know on the fly. I don't know, man. But you just keep on going. We'll finish it up. Just go back to the chorus. We'll finish it out. He goes, we'll just dump it then.
My guess, he was pretty well received, though.
People
love him.
Yeah.
We still want to bring Tony Mandridge up.
Yeah. He hasn't been here in 30 years. 30 years. That's like 20. Yeah, I think it would be fun to bring him back here. And
he
then
should be brought back. And
absolutely.
And it would be great to have him back.
What's he doing? He helps people with drug problems.
Yeah, he does. He's a recovering alcoholic. Yeah. And he would be a great, I think people would come just to hear him speak. And then even go to the game after. But
he's humble.
He is very.
Yeah. It'd be good. He knows he made mistakes. Chapter, you know?
Right. He knows he's made some mistakes. We would love to get him up here and do something maybe at the Northland or just have a little, what did you call your things? Breakfast Club?
We used to have Breakfast with the Boys.
Breakfast with the Boys.
Uh-huh. They used to call it, But even just to get him up here and take him to an event like yours or some kind of a thing.
Or we could have him on our show.
Lunch with the Losers. But I would like Tony to feel some love from Green Bay. Not
and
just
it's there.
Us,
and
is
he
what
would,
I'm saying.
And he'd get
and
it,
he
too.
Would.
He would.
Yeah, he would get it. Yep. That's, yep.
He would.
But, yep. We're going to call him again. But anyway, that's on our goal. That's on our goal list. We have to get him up here. But what are you doing this weekend?
Not much tonight. I'll be watching WACY.
Nice.
Watching the game tonight.
Thank you.
Fond du Lac versus Kaukauna.
Yes.
Will it
put you to sleep like it puts Jimmy to sleep?
No.
did you hear that?
It's hard to say.
I like watching you guys, but I fall asleep.
I get it.
It's that time of night. Yeah.
It is.
The soothing sounds of Ted Stefaniak and John Miles.
Yes, exactly.
It is. That is true.
Yeah.
So where are we playing?
Pass over the right foot. It's a lot of 12 yards.
Right.
Short of the first down. Second
fall
second
short.
Two.
You sound like Jim Nance at the Masters.
Yeah, right? Right? Yeah. Right.
Hello, friends.
You sound like him. Oh, man. Yeah. So where are you playing?
We are playing, Saturday. We're at the Vic Ferrari camping trip in Gresham.
Oh, wow.
And it's a annual huge
I've heard that's gotten wild
fest.
At times.
It's a love fest.
I've heard it's gotten wild at times.
It has in the years past, but you know.
Won't be like that anymore, right?
People learn after a while. You know, people adapt, they adjust. Okay. They overcome, they adapt.
What else are you doing?
Let's see. Sunday, I have an acoustic show with my friend Craig Hawkinson.
Oh, cool.
Rocky and Terra's in Dundas.
Yeah.
It's a rural suburb of Kaukauna.
Well, that's where we were. They need that's a right. sign. Oh, yes. Remember that, Jim? Oof. When you're on the highway, the county road or whatever.
If you haven't been there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There isn't a sign for the road that takes you into Dundas.
It's this big. If you're for those
is
watching,
there one?
For those watching on
we
radio,
literally were looking for the sign.
This big.
We could not find a sign. We got a little bit twisted up going.
Yeah,
there.
It's about this thick.
Okay.
You know, it's like 3-4 inches thick by about a foot.
Oh,
wide.
Oh nice.
It's a green little I'm sign.
Driving by at 70 miles an hour. How can you miss it?
I mean, it's about the size of width of a piece of paper.
Okay. All right. You know? But that's a really cool venue. That's a great place.
It is. You know, Rocky and Tara, they're great people too.
And I mean, it's half outdoors, half indoors, sort of with the way it is. I love it.
That's the location of the wedding.
Yeah, absolutely. Did they ever get all the glass cleaned up from Jim?
Or did they
happens every
did
day.
They ever get more food after John's going up? And John let the other people go through first, but he had to.
We
go
need
back
more
to
beans,
that.
Quick! It was really good food.
Thanks.
That's really good food.
You,
my friends at Festival, by the way.
Oh,
the band that you brought in a couple weeks ago, the
blues,
kind of blue. No, it wasn't blues. It was more bluegrass.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
Did I tell you I went and saw those guys at Copper State?
Well, good for
you.
That
was awesome. I brought a group from the shelter there. That was fun.
Oh,
those
man.
Guys are like you guys. Good energy. It was fun.
That's great. They're positive people.
Yep.
I love those guys. We got to get them back soon.
You're bringing somebody on today too, right?
Yes, sir.
And
yes, sir.
I know that's not for another half hour.
I've not met
the
gentleman yet. I'm looking forward to finding out what he's all about and whatnot.
I love just kind of handing that segment over to you because you ask so much better questions than we could ask of musician type things. It's like, oh, why didn't I think of that?
Manga only pawn in Game of Life.
There you go.
But yeah, it's great to talk with new people.
And Todd is doing a setup here where musically things are going to be like incredible here. Right, Todd?
It sound great already, though. You know what I mean?
But do you see what he's putting into this?
What is that, Todd?
That's like a
That's an actual mixer. We'll be able to have up to 6 mics for actual vocalists and plugging in guitars and keyboards and all stuff.
We're
going to
get the glam band here.
We should bring the acoustic in.
But that's going to be so cool, Todd.
That's real. That's real actual, stuff that bands use. Yeah,
I know. How cool are we?
Big hats off to Civic Media for putting it in for us.
Absolutely.
No doubt.
Yeah, thank you, Sage.
It looks like SpaceX in your office.
It
there.
Does.
I know.
It does.
In your little workspace.
I said we're watching. I got a monitor over here just for Milton's bed and his, dog dish.
I have that camera in my house and he's
sure
tapping into
do.
It. So
doubles as a sunshade on the eastern flank over there.
Oh, I hear the song you're playing. I used to love this song.
Yeah.
I sat on the couch and cried. She went back and got high.
That can happen from time to time.
That's what I heard.
Perfect.
True story.
Now it'd be, she went back and had some gummies.
Yeah, if a guy crosses
it's just not as cool. We got to set a quick break. Mac Brock, former Green Bay Packer, joins us when we come back.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Dom Selvia.
Next time, James Santel, former U.S. attorney host of Amicus, a law review, joins me. Are adult content creators being discriminated against at work? Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Host your private event at one of the most premier event spaces in downtown Green Bay. At Heights Pub and Parlor, we provide parties with an unforgettable experience by blending historic and modern elegance into one atmosphere. Enjoy our second-story parlor while you'll experience superb service from a personal bartender and handcrafted meals by our kitchen. Plus, you can enjoy the third-story loft to relax and enjoy close company. Schedule your private event today, as 2024 events are filling out fast. Follow us on Facebook or head to heightsgb.com to find out how.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.